Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch.
Just go with it. Listen, like, no, I'll say some shit.
You shouldn't be nervous
like,
at
I'll
all.
I'll say some shit like this right here. Like, you ever be impressed of how, like, a girl, like you know this girl's been ran, you've ran through it. And then her.
Don't hold nothing against me that I'm about to say to
you. And then.
Don't be stupid.
And then she is just right. Tight.
You can have conversations.
And she's just tight as shit. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this shit just regenerates, bro.
There's a lot of shit going on.
That's that Wolverine pussy.
Excuse me?
How do y'all figure out the name of the podcast when y'all are done?
We come up with it. Like, this episode might be cool.
We just picked something that's cool that we said or something that pertains to it.
Like this, Splendid Daddy?
Like, yeah like, or,
right.
If you listen to
the episode. The last episode, even though it was fucked up. By the way, it was fucked up because Anchor did that shit. They fucked it up. Even though I love Anchor and they're a sponsor, they did kind of fuck up the editing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But,
That was loud.
That's the only reason that was fucked up. But I called it on the same page because I said a fucking story. And this motherfucker was like, yeah, so, and then said the same shit I just said. Yeah. So I called it on the same page because he was high as shit and he wasn't even listening to me.
Well, I was listening to like 5 minutes in and y'all were like, okay, we're going to wrap it up. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry, y'all, for the whole audience, like the audience listening. I am sorry. The Anchor kind of fucked it up. All I did was split a couple seconds out of it and they motherfuckers switched it out. Oh, yeah, I've been recording for a minute, 35 seconds.
Bro, put the fucking chicken fingers down and fucking do the
dude, I'm chowing these bitches down.
This man is balls deep as a buffalo sauce right now.
Bro.
Oh, God.
You big motherfucker. Put the damn chicken down.
I'm trying to reach the 400s, dog.
No. Don't do that.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Fucking hilarious.
Well, we got a lot of people here, dog. We're having a little party situation going. I bought a 24-pack of White Claws. Didn't know they existed, but we got that motherfucker.
What's up?
Dylan, where are you from?
I'm from...
Here, right?
I guess you could say technically Houston, but no.
And where do you live now?
Corpus.
Corpus, okay. You like it over there a lot better than here or what?
Besides my family not being there, yeah.
Yeah? Wow. The thing is, I don't know, Houston's cheaper for me. Like, I've always seen the cheapest places are in Houston, and I just know a lot of people here, so I can't see myself leaving unless I get rich as fuck.
Well, no matter what time of the day I'm going somewhere... Where I'm going, there's no traffic.
That's a very fucking good thing.
And I can go to the beach in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. You know, I like that, man. I'm all about the water.
Everything is within a 20-minute drive, and if it says 20 minutes, it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's convenient. Because no matter what happens on Apple Maps here, bro, it's say like 30 minutes, and it takes an hour and a half to get there. You're like, bro, what the fuck happened?
Dude, I'm thinking about buying my fucking forever home somewhere on the beach, but I just don't know if I want to do it in Texas.
Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Dude, and then you have to worry about the whole... If you buy your forever home on the beach, you're going to have to deal with multiple hurricanes throughout that 30 to 40
years. Yeah, on the beach is risky. It's good to have like a guest house on the beach.
You got to have that...
Permanent residence, I wouldn't do the beach.
I'm not big on the beach, but when I do, it's convenient because it's right there.
Yeah. Like I said, if you want to go visit the beach for a weekend or a week or whatever,
yeah, but you're stay close at that enough. Spot. You're close enough to where a hurricane will fuck your shit up. Though.
Oh, a hurricane?
I mean, it fucks
pick
up
Kyle's
Houston,
house,
bro.
Take it away.
Yeah. So I'm this is my cousin.
Yeah, this is fucking Chase's cousin, Dylan. I'm sorry, I'm chowing.
I actually called. Yeah, we can hear you fucking chewing.
Bro. I'm chowing chicken strips down, bro.
Hey,
and my audience understands that.
As good as it sounds, Rick I hope Ralph it tastes that good.
No, hey, it sounds good, and that's bro. It's because it is fucking good.
Save me a bite, dog.
Hey,
yo, save me a piece of that corn.
Save me a piece of that corn for later.
So yeah, I was on the podcast. I was on the podcast previously, but you couldn't really hear me.
Yeah. I called you. Yeah. It was fucking
As much as I turn this bitch up on the editing and everything, it's still a little quiet on the. Oh my god!
Really?
We're busy here.
Can we turn it down in the studio?
Yeah.
Can we
turn
it down?
We're busy trying to work here. So if y'all could fucking
have some motherfuckers,
if y'all could be less shitty and have some class,
we're over here trying to make things happen.
Hey Chase, you didn't look so fucking good in that shirt. shirt.
Oh, baby, it does look good, right?
Hey, that's my shirt.
What's up? So we played a drinking game before this. Chase took Dylan's fucking top.
I look, dude, Dylan has some taste, bro.
And for some reason, Chase's shirt that I'm not currently wearing has a fucking C-section stitch down
there. There's just a thread running from neck to cock, and I'm not sure why, but it's there. And everybody hates it. Chase is the only person I defend it because he spent, like, what, $6.59 on the shirt at Ross or something. Marshall's, he's like, dude, baby. The thread makes Marshall's. Sense.
That's not a plug.
Marshall. Oh, Marshall. Okay.
Marshall's is the ultimate.
Brought
hand
to
me
you
down.
By Marshall. Dude, but they, dude, you guys, I bought those Hurley shoes over there for like $20.
You know who owns Hurley now?
Who?
Nike.
No shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
Mikey's,
dude, I like all
top
the
dog, bro.
So remember when I did the competitions for like the physique competitions?
Right.
And shit?
Yeah, that gay shit.
Back when you actually look decent? Yeah.
What the fuck ever? I look, dude, I was...
What?
I will fuck your mothers.
Look, people used to try to take fights with me. I was like, don't fuck with me because this is my cousin.
No, but we used Hurley shirts.
Now,
shorts.
Right. When people pick on me, I'm like, fuck, I got nothing.
Isn't it more fun picking my cousin? And he shows him.
Listen, I literally just hijacked your shirt because it looks...
You didn't hijack shit. You pulled a car.
Yeah, we pulled a car, Chase. Don't act like you stole the shirt off.
But I'm saying it looks that much better on it.
Don't act like you... fought me for it.
Dude, we all know that I'm the best looking one in the family. Name one.
No, you were just the first born.
No, but I'm...
And then when I was born,
yeah,
they were
so
like,
I got all the genetics
shit.
And the shit trickled down.
They were
it
like, oh,
down.
Shit.
You're lucky you're somewhere in the middle.
Middle.
But, I mean, what was there? 12, 13 of us?
Kyle, maybe in the middle.
Yeah.
Lance, maybe in the middle.
Yeah, you were.
Dude, I'm like...
Dylan was a cute little...
Was he?
It was like, he had this like...
Cute little bitch or what?
He had this like... Blonde, bombish hair, like
okay.
Surfer boy hair.
Me and Chad look a lot like we're
yeah.
Dude,
did too.
Let's go over y'all's names, okay? It's Chad, Chase,
oh,
and who the Chance.
So his mom.
Dude, I never heard a more Nazi family in my life.
His mom was not creative at all.
Blue.
She was
of
like,
course not.
She was like, I'm going to have Chase. And then she had another baby, and she was like, see, Chad.
Oh, my God.
And then she had
dude.
Chance. She was like,
what,
I don't know,
what,
Chance.
What pisses me off is it's none of our middle, or none of our
no,
first
nobody
names.
In our family, nobody.
Goes by
their
first
name. Names, my first name's not Dylan.
See, that's frustrating.
Yes.
I don't like that shit.
My first name.
Just go by your first name, dude.
Steven.
Switch them out. See, why wasn't it Chase Steven Turbin?
That sounds terrible.
My first name is Matthew.
I mean, Steven in general sounds fucking terrible.
Hey,
why would
I
you ever
named,
have Steven in your name
named
at all?
After my great-grandfather.
Who gives a fuck? It's a terrible sure. name.
I know. I hate it. I do.
Yeah.
I
hate
but
Brian.
It could be worse.
I hate Brian. It could be
Brian.
You know what I mean?
Brian's
sucks.
Almost a Chad.
No,
Kyle.
Okay, Brian is...
Kyle,
Brian's a chameleon. Brian can kind of fit in everywhere because there's a lot of black Bryans, there's a lot of white Bryans, and
yeah,
they can kind of get along
every
with people.
Every Brian that I know is black.
See, exactly. So I knew two black Bryans in high school.
Every Dylan that I know is black.
And if they're white, it's with an I. Mine's with a Y, like I'm black.
The whitest shit ever.
What, with an I?
With a Y.
With a Y?
That's the whitest
You're
shit
fucking
ever.
Crazy as shit. Every Brian that's black is with a Y, and every white dude's with an I. And she's nodding her head because she agrees with me because I'm right...
Brian
all the time.
Brian.
The fact that
ears.
None of us go by our first names is pretty fucking ridiculous.
It is incredible.
Dude, I know. I just, listen, I don't think Chase is that bad.
Chase isn't terrible.
I think it's like.
I don't dislike y'all's name. It's just a little
bit. It should have been Chase Steven, though.
I know. Also, I know more black Chases than I do white Chases.
I don't know a single white. I don't know a single black Chase.
I've never heard of a black dude named Chase. I've never heard of anybody named Chase except a super white guy in like Miami or California.
Like, I know three.
I know one Chase, and he's my
black
arrogant.
Chases. You know black Chases?
Three of them.
That's
yeah.
incredible.
Yep.
I would love to meet him.
One of them at a karaoke bar. Chase Butler, I believe his name. Yeah.
That's the whitest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, dude has some vocals, man. I got him on my Facebook.
Of course he does, dude. If he's
he's got Facebook.
He wasn't dark skinned, was he?
He was
a dark skin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's impressive.
He was light skin with the perfect teeth. And
that's what I expected.
Hey,
is
hey,
like
Matt,
if you have a white name and you're black,
hey,
you probably
hey,
have a light skin.
Swag and he can fucking sing, bro.
Dude, most white
hey,
people can sing, and
shades?
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, right.
Why are we wearing shades and he's not?
Dude, because I already have that swag in me, but y'all need a little something extra, which is understandable.
No, this isn't about.
It's kind of a handicap situation. That's him.
Yeah.
See, no, that's a light skin. You're tripping.
No, he's not.
That's
like,
a light skin.
Not as light skin as you.
That's a light skin.
That
no,
dude is
man.
Light as fuck.
That is light skinned as shit. So I was right.
Well, that dude,
again.
Man, that dude is always dark in the
that dude is
bar.
That dude is
well,
not
know.
Black.
That's because it's dark
no,
in
no,
there.
He is. Dude, come on. He
he's light skinned. That's a light
okay,
skinned guy.
Still fucking
look at him
black?
As a kid. He looks white.
But
what do you mean
he's not,
he's
dude?
Posh.
Yeah, it's a light-skinned motherfucker.
His shop's an American
Eagle. But he's still black.
Yeah. Okay, it has nothing to do with that. We were saying that if your name is Brian...
We're not about to discuss this
If your name is Brian and you're black, dude, you're not dark-skinned. There's no fucking way.
We were talking about... I was telling you that I know some black Chases, okay?
Oh, that's Chase?
That's Chase.
Oh. Well, still. It's very light-skinned. Which makes sense. It matches you a little better. But some, like, African dude named Chase would throw me off. That would throw me
like
off.
Like a fucking Kenyan?
Dude, somebody running in the fucking, you know what I'm talking about?
I work with that dude from North Africa, and his name is Musa.
Oh, shit.
We call him
Musa. What a dope name.
That sounds like Musa would fuck anyone
else. I was about to say, I would want to be named Musa. It looks like I run shit.
He would hunt you. He would kill you with, like, a sharp...
Dude, he knows how to start a fire with just, like, normal rocks. Like, that's who Musa is.
That's the kind of dude that will hunt a deer, kill it for his family, mm-hmm. sharpen the deer antler, and then kill another animal. You with that.
We call him Mufasa.
Mufasa, of course you do, you know?
Yeah.
Dude. I don't mess with those motherfuckers.
And he's always like, Dylan, do you need anything? Okay.
Oh, he's nice as fuck until you get him on that edge, bro. The nicest people, sometimes when you push them over the edge, they got...
Yeah, he might...
They'll kill somebody.
He might trip one day.
He might pop a cat one day. How long y'all think we've been going?
This is every podcast I hear this shit.
How long
is
every podcast? And it's...
Because I'm curious. Dude, I'm good, though.
It's a good guessing game.
11 minutes.
17.
You're exactly right.
Oh, nice.
11 minutes on about right now.
Nice.
Good
nice.
Shit. See, Dylan's officially smarter than Chase. You've heard it here first, folks.
No, remember that? Look, okay, go back a couple episodes. At the very end, we were like 58 minutes in, and you were like, how long you think you're in? I was like, 58 minutes. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Like, y'all pretty good. Y'all pretty good.
That was hard to guess.
I'm terrible with time, especially if I'm having fun, because I'm like, it'll be like, we've been talking about like 30 minutes, and it's like, nah, it's like an hour and a half.
Dude, every time I listen to this podcast, I'm riding in the car, right, and I'm like, when is Brian going to say, how far are we in?
I have signatures, okay?
Nice.
My personality has signatures. I can't help it. Yeah, for my audience. My audience knows that I have signatures, and they appreciate that.
His audience.
You understand?
His audience.
My audience. It's not James.
You're just here.
Hey, man, look,
but I'm just here because you're here.
He's a solid complimentary to my podcast is what's happening.
Can you just be quiet for
me? You know what I'm talking about?
Let me address my secret audience.
Right. All six of them.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Your audience is our family.
Quantity.
Yeah.
Isn't anything.
It's quality over quantity is what you're trying to say.
Quality to me? You know what I mean? And I got those. Listen.
Yeah.
And they're going to realize, Brian. They're going to realize
right.
where the real love is at.
Why is he he's the youngest one here and sounds the most intelligent.
I'm just...
Oh, really?
It's just how
it
is,
you
want
to go
to
deeper issues? You want to go to episode...
We'll go to deeper issues. I am just the smartest, dog. It's not my fault I'm better than you. It's not my fault.
You don't have half the life experience, bro.
That's cool.
To be smart.
Still smart.
You don't.
Still smarter.
No, my... Dude, I would spank you.
At what? You haven't won anything yet.
For anybody who hasn't...
Are you kidding me?
Hold on.
Everybody who wasn't here earlier, Brian... Whooped your ass in an arm wrestling competition.
Yeah, arm wrestling 2K, Madden,
hold up.
Chess.
Hold up, you big 315 pound motherfucker.
And maybe
you were struggling.
Huh?
Two, I look way better than that whole
maybe
episode.
If you were wearing my shirt when you did that, you would have won.
Yeah, maybe. Dude. Maybe your confidence
would
have rose.
No, I was wearing his fucking girlfriend's shirt.
Yeah, upload the video, dude, that I was struggling. I want everybody to see that I was struggling, dog. You're the one that was shaking. You look like you're trying to play an instrument.
Dude,
I was just
315 chilling.
Pounds. Yeah, that's going down towards the earth. We were going sideways.
I saw you turn your hips.
You got
we'll post a video. We'll post a video, dog.
Okay, check out that bicep, though.
Check out that bicep
and the crop top.
That's cool. You look good when you lose. That's impressive. Good job.
Listen, that's the name of this
podcast. You're the best looking loser I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, that's okay.
That's always a good thing.
As long as you look good, I'm an ugly winner, and that's fine,
bro. This is not
go
muscles.
Damn,
this
see, I have. I you can't even see my bicep, muscle, but I'm baby. Stronger,
look,
dog.
Look.
Just by a little bit,
huh? You're heavy. You're not strong.
Arm wrestling isn't vertical.
Dude.
You fuck. Arm wrestling is side to side.
That was literally like...
How does weight have anything to do with arm wrestling?
Like me trying to push a Volkswagen.
No, it's not. That's horizontal.
You lean into it.
The more you talk, the dumber you sound.
No,
you lean into your whole body.
It just runs in our family. We shouldn't speak.
Dude, really?
Look, An arm wrestle, the whole point of... Listen.
Dude, argument, I know what you're saying.
I know, argument aside. I know, look, argument aside, like you're saying, you agree
you
with the fans.
You barely won. You got past that point, you barely won, and you won't... Stop filming. Stop it, you're boosting his
I go
ego.
Super Saiyan when I'm filmed, dog.
Listen, dude. Calm the fuck down. Put your cock away.
I've never...
Listen,
okay, my
be,
bad.
You can be good at anything you want. I don't
somebody,
care.
I am decent.
You can have it.
Who is that? Damn, that bitch blinking like a star on the ball, right?
I'm going to read it, Michaela. I'm sorry.
Listen, okay.
Listen,
whoa. Why is
that's
my baby mom right now?
If we had a fourth mic, he might be joining, but, you know.
Hey, you can come share this mic with me.
Share a mic, bro. Yeah.
Andrew. Come share this mic with me.
You can come join, bro. Come on.
Just get in here,
we'll be a guest,
dog. Put that shit between you guys.
This is a wild goddamn episode. I'm going to tell you that right now. This is good. This is solid content. This might be the most listened to episode we've
had. I can fucking hear you over there. I can damn sure hear you.
Come here, baby.
Hey, come sit right here.
You got a claw? You got a claw?
Yeah, you have to drink something.
Hold on, no. I'm about to come. We're finishing this.
You about to come?
I'm about to come.
What you want me to do? I'll keep going, though.
Anyway.
Hey, don't be so close, dog. smoking
whiskey part 9, right?
Bro, I think it's like 9 or 10. Yeah,
No. It's gotta be.
I stopped listening. It's 9 or 10. One of them.
Where's my phone?
Not listening.
Hey, Brian, do me a favor.
I stopped counting.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, for real?
I'm so sorry.
Don't be mad because I'm always right.
My name is Andrew. You hear me in the background?
Background, you're in front of everybody.
Yeah, you're pretty much right there.
No, not right
so
now.
So close to the mic, I can smell
you're
your breath
very close.
Through the headphones.
Put it like right there. You go right there.
It smells sweet. Smells like you ate. Like,
I've
been drinking Truly.
Yes, sir.
For like the last hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Me and Chase are fucking White Claws up. We would have had whiskey, I need my whiskey, but it's too expensive right now.
Dude,
we just grabbed some
whiskey.
You know, y'all don't.
What's up, boy?
Go for it.
I was going to say, I told my cousin McKenna about it. She's getting married soon.
Dude.
And she immediately...
Congratulations, McKenna.
Yeah, for real. She immediately bought 3 bottles of Cotton Hollow because I told her that's the best whiskey for her.
I seen... Hey, where were they? They were in the city.
I don't know. I need to ask her. She found a row of them. I've only seen it once at like Specs, and they stopped selling it.
That Cotton Hollow.
Part 11. What was
that?
This is part
where
11,
were they
the
when he asked her? That did not look like...
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't anything special, I don't think. All
right.
I think they were in Chicago.
Oh. Chi-Town.
Yeah.
So...
Four
people. I don't have sunglasses. Chase and Dylan has the sunglasses.
Dude.
Yeah. But nobody looks as good as Dylan with the zipper t-shirt.
What the fuck?
And his sunglasses.
Like he's had a C-section zipper down his fucking torso. Should look crazy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Give my shirt back.
No, it's not.
Hey, Chase looks
dude.
Pretty good in Nike.
I'm not going to lie. White with the Nikes, Chase looks fucking delicious.
Yeah, stop wearing
Have you
Skechers.
Ever gotten compliments what you've gotten today since I've been
dude,
here?
Dude, I'm going to give you money and you just go buy me clothes.
I don't need money.
Dude,
no,
we
saying,
can
no,
hook
go,
him
go,
up.
Go shopping for me.
Hey, give us $200.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. We'll give you a whole closet of shit from Ross. We got you. Because you're what, large or extra large?
Large.
Apparently large. A fucking medium.
Okay, so
is that medium?
Well, I look, do look good. And
so big mediums,
listen,
big mediums, normal larges.
Bro, I look like
me
I
and
belong.
Andrew will hook
dude,
you
I
up, bro.
Look like, I look like I'm so pretty. I look like I belong in a game.
Everybody who's listening, their eyes twitching because of all the fucking shit that's going on in this
I'm
fucking
saying,
podcast.
But seriously, I look like I belong in a gay club.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You have rainbow sunglasses.
It helps because you're homosexual. How is the transition going, by the way? Are you halfway there? Has the groin surgery happened yet, or is it just you cross-dress at this point?
Dude, why are you always combative? I love you, Brian. Why are you always combative?
I love you too, dog. That's why I'm on your side with the transition.
You do this in front of company too?
Like, dude, I mean, we do it in front of 300 people,
listen,
you know? So
listen,
it's okay.
We're going to talk when everyone leaves, dude. This is the only part of
we're going to do more than talk. Okay.
That was way too good.
It was delicious, wasn't it? I could suck the shit out of a cock. If I was gay, it would be over. I would suck the shit out of... Dude, I'd be the best head giver of all time if I was gay.
Yeah, I promise he is.
Hey, my...
Dude, sorry, the world's lucky I'm not gay or a girl, because I would run shit.
Bro,
you understand?
I would be a big old... Whore.
Of course. I would run the world.
A girl?
First of all, I'd be a millionaire because I would be such a slut. I'd be all over OnlyFans, Pornhub, whatever.
If I was a female, I would sleep with everyone.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for money.
I'm a very, dude.
I feel like that's money, because... Bro. That's because we have the mindset of us being a guy.
Oh my god!
And we want to fuck everybody already.
Let me say something. That's the thing, though. Is I'm a very conservative guy. Like when it comes to like, my roster.
Which is actually good.
It's a very good low.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
But I feel like if I was a girl, I don't know. I feel like I'd be the exact opposite. Just yeah. Go ham. Like everyone, every one of us.
But the same way
we'd all be in a big old pile.
The same way that we don't want to fuck ugly girls, it would be even worse with guys. Like, it's even as a chick, it'd be hard to find a guy that's worth fucking, if that makes sense.
I've gotten.
Dude, no. Yeah. If I was a girl, if someone was like, hey, you want to go home? I'd fuck you.
With money, I'd fuck everybody.
No, for free.
For free, I wouldn't. I feel like I wouldn't. Because masturbation's so easy nowadays. You have, especially as a chick, chicks have the most toys and shit. They
so long.
No, absolutely
dude,
not.
They have so many fucking options. They have, it's a $1 billion a year, multi-billion-dollar-a-year industry.
Dude, without the a toy, it's industry, so tough.
Like, seriously.
With a toy, they come so quick. What do guys have?
Like, a girl can literally lean up against a washing machine and get off. Just
oh, they have
to. Why do you all of a sudden assume the woman is doing laundry?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you sexist piece of shit.
You guys just took that shit there. I didn't say that.
Yeah, we're tired of you hating on women, Chase, on this Smoking Whiskey podcast.
Everyone knows that's why their feet are smaller.
I'm about to replace you with a chick.
They can fit. They can get closer to the sink. No, I don't think that. I support everybody. You know what? I don't want to. Don't paint me out to be a hater. I'm the
Dude, don't
biggest,
try and talk your way out of it.
I'm
now.
The biggest lover in the fucking planet. I guarantee it.
I feel you. I feel you. There's a lot of haters out there. It's all good. We're all nice people
I really,
sometimes.
I really miss my shirt.
Dude, you're not getting this. You can't be an Indian giver. Remember that shit when you were kids? Indian giver?
That's Chase, you're 10 years older anymore, than me. Right? I never hung out with you.
Bro. But it trickled down.
I wasn't alive.
So what's an Indian giver?
Down through the family,
what is an
bro?
Indian giver?
Huh?
What is that? Explain Indian giver. You just what you just said.
Like if you, when you oh. when you get when you give somebody something in, but then you want to
and
take
then you
it
take
back.
It back.
What does that have to do with Indians?
I don't know.
So
just,
supposedly, yeah. I'm stupid. So historically, Indians used to give people shit and then just say, "Oh, you know what? Never mind. Fuck it. It's mine. Take it back."
Oh, okay. I didn't know that
is
about
that. A real thing?
I have no clue. I have no clue.
I feel like that wouldn't hold up in court.
Hey, we can ask Kyle.
Yeah, hey, whoever, dog.
Dude, his older brother Kyle, that motherfucker is smart as
he's
shit.
A genius.
Oh, he's like fucking Jimmy Neutron
I'm
style
smart,
shit.
But he's the kind of guy you don't play board games or trivia games.
Oh, real Rain Man kind of guy?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he knows dumb shit.
That's frustrating.
What happened to me, I have no fucking clue.
That dude,
he space jammed you.
Dude.
He took all your fucking intelligence.
But he's unconventional. Like,
He's not me.
Right. He left
he
all that dick behind for you to take.
He's got a monster cock. He's got a monster cock.
Oh, Kyle? Oh, dude. He's
Kyle's
hey,
got
dude.
A piece on him, huh?
And Kyle's on my level. Dude,
like,
doesn't your mother listen to this podcast?
Who cares,
if
dog?
She does, the first time I saw Kyle's dick, I was like, what
God.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Dude, seriously. Kyle, dude, it runs in the family.
That's funny
It runs in the family, bro.
No, it doesn't, man. Apparently.
Lance, dude, that sucks. That's that William. That's
he's
that
lying.
William,
anybody
bro.
Who jokes about it being that small that much, he's lying. Plus, earlier she was like, no, you do. So he has a decent dick.
Bro, you're like.
What, Chase, I feel, is overrating his own cock, which means I expect him to have maybe 7.
Come on. Okay.
7. Because you're not lying about it being big. You're lying about it being monstrous.
No,
which
no,
means it's probably.
These measures.
Hey.
It's not.
Huh?
It's not.
Remember?
It's
what's up?
Paquito.
You didn't come to the last 3 games of the season because you thought it was over?
Oh, dude.
We lost
I thought
the playoffs.
We lost 1 game in the playoffs, and I thought it was the playoffs, and it was before the game before the playoffs. So I was like, that shit's over with. I'm just going to do this thing. And they needed
so
me.
So you quit?
No, I didn't quit. Fuck you. I thought the season was.
What is this for?
ABA. My best. Like the basketball organization.
Already?
No, listen. So listen.
Hey, the discussion from earlier, I win. He's a quitter.
I'm not a quitter. See, this is... They both do it. They both just make shit up for themselves.
Dude, we're just...
So this is what's happening.
We're feeding off your
vibe. I know. I know. I'm passionate about things. Look.
Let's go.
So what happened was, the last game of the season, which I thought was the first game of playoffs...
Yeah.
When you lose in the playoffs, your season is done. You don't come back. So
that's usually how it works.
Yeah, exactly. So I sound like very... obvious by saying that, but you thought I quit, which is wrong. So the last season, I thought it was a playoff game, and I stopped. I was like, fuck, we lost, I guess I'm just out. And then the playoff game started, and I wasn't there for like the first 2 or 3 games, because I thought
shit.
The season was over, and Andrew texted me, he's like, where the fuck have you been, dude?
How did they get through 3?
They didn't, they lost.
How did they get through 3 games
they
before you found out?
They almost lost, they just kept barely squeaking
by. One day?
No, not in one day. It was like one or 2 days in a row.
My question is, how did you get through 1 whole day without Andrew
He was busy hooping, you. I guess. Maybe he thought I was sick or something. He just didn't tell me until like the second game or something.
Yeah, that's
and crazy. I was like, holy shit.
Dude, I would have jogged out there at halftime, motherfucker.
I would have. Of course I would have. Yeah. You know me. I'm competitive as shit.
Coach was like, fuck you.
I would have jogged immediately there.
Hey, show up at halftime like Bill Murray and Space Jam.
Yeah, dude, just throw a jersey on and blow out the team.
Hey, Andrew, the coach was hating him, huh?
Him?
Coach was pissed, huh?
He wasn't pissed, but...
He was wondering where I was at.
Dude. I had four fouls. I had to sit, like, the second and third. Or the dude, third, I thought...
Was it Cutter or the other fucking coach?
No, Cutter was up top.
It was, the dad, huh?
Yeah.
Cutter. Gage, Cutter Cage's like, dad.
Oh, Cutter Benignite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he was our coach for 1 year.
No,
yeah.
Wait, Cutter was like, feed Andrew the ball.
Yeah, because, I mean...
We're just spitting out last names on this podcast.
Who cares, bro? Brian Watson, Chase, Turbitt, Dylan, whatever the fuck.
Cutter, Steph knows Cutter, too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone here knows each other. I'm not sure how.
Question.
What?
When did you graduate?
Bro, I just talked about a random karaoke buddy.
When?
Crosby, right? When did you go to
dropped his first and last
I
thing.
Stopped going to Atascocita in 2009.
Oh, no. Wait, did you know...
Damn, bro, you old as fuck. Y'all are old as fuck.
Nicole?
We're 3 years older than you.
I graduated 2016.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You talking about being wise?
I am wise, hey, bitch. Age has nothing to do with it.
I may be older than you by quite a bit, but I only graduated 2 years before you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little, like, my age is a little weird. Like, I was a freshman. As soon as I became a freshman, I think I had just turned 15.
I was a freshman at 17.
No, there you go. So I had just turned 15. So that's why, is because it was just weird age-wise. But, yeah, I graduated 2016. But age has nothing to do with wisdom, dude. I'm smart as shit, dog.
Hey, I think your baby mama's calling you, bro.
We're going to get that taken care of.
Where are we burying her at? I have land in Cold Spring. What's up?
So, she's not going to listen to this. My baby mama knows everybody, so if I mention her name.
Right? Is that she? A lot of people?
You're a big basketball fan. I actually never asked you this, Chase, which is shocking. I know you like... yours is football, right? Your big thing is football?
Our family is... College football straight.
Y'all are all football, huh?
Yeah.
I've been playing him at Madden. He knew a lot about football. He was good at it. I Madden is the closest thing.
You play fantasy?
No. Fantasy football? I played it 2 years, and I got like third place twice or some shit.
I'm decent. I'm big on sports.
I feel like my football IQ is high. My basketball IQ is high as well.
Right.
It just doesn't transfer into a fucking video game.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No.
Well, when you got fucking Harden playing on your fucking team.
Dude, I scored like 46
with
Curry.
Dude, I love playing with Harden on that motherfucker, dude.
Why?
Harden's good on offense, but you had to have a defensive team around him. Like, when he was with the Rockets, he had Ariza, who was a lockdown.
Clint Capella.
Like, when he had Clint, he was nasty. All PJ,
Aaron
Gordon. Eric Gordon. All of them were nasty defenders, and Harden could give up. Now, with KD and Kyrie, who don't play that much
defense
to begin
with. You have a team full of offensive powerhouses.
Right, and they can't do shit on defense. That's why they didn't go that far last year. That's why LA is much more of a suspected winner than Brooklyn. Brooklyn has a nasty offense.
Speaking of LA, shout out to my boy Westbrook.
Yeah, that boy Russell going crazy, dog. I'm getting that jersey as soon as it comes out.
Oh, yes.
I'm so excited.
Onions.
What's been going on with y'all? Chase, I haven't seen you in like a week.
Onions.
Man.
Onions.
I hooked up with my ex last night.
Damn, bro. Hey, what made you do that? Is it just because the pussy was just like calling your name?
No, I mean, we bumped into each other and it just happened. I mean, the fire is there. Always.
Of course. Hey, see, sometimes you got to make girls just toys sometimes. If the shit ain't working out, they got
to
be
say.
Toys. Listen. And you have to, but with the toys, you have to let them know they're fucking toys. Because
I
as soon as the
I
whole like,
it.
I love you, we should be together forever. Fuck that, dude. It's not the point. It's not why I know you anymore. You understand?
Right.
You got to let them know that, because if not, it just goes out of hand.
This is how I got in this situation.
I don't know, man. I don't got it. I don't have it in me.
It fucking hurt.
To be just a straight savage.
I have it
all in me.
You know what I mean? I'm not.
Usually I can't. When I was depressed, I could do it without blinking my fucking eyes. I could just be like, you mean nothing to me. I don't know why you're talking to me.
It's
like
a problem for me, but I'll just tell you how I feel.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you how I feel, but how I usually feel is like unicorns.
Like,
rainbow.
If I know I'm going to hurt your feelings, I'm going to say it anyway, because for some way, somehow, by hurting your feelings makes me feel better.
Well, that's kind of a little sociopathic.
I mean, I get that in a way because... Sorry, I was looking at my phone. I meant to be like, yeah, I get it, but I was reading something. I get the whole other people feeling not as good as you makes you feel better. It sounds very bullyish.
It sounds dickish.
Yeah, it sounds very dickish. But in a way, somebody who's depressed all the time, sometimes you want people to be on your depressive level for you to feel more normal.
Exactly.
So when you take people down a peg off their like high horse Skittles and rainbows type shit, it makes you feel more normal. Exactly. Which translates to more good.
Because I put you, fat ass, put the chicken away.
Hey, I ate like nine of them. I'm not tripping about
you. It makes you feel as if they were on this high horse, and now that you tore them down, they're on the same level as you.
Right. Stop being so fucking materialistic and narcissistic.
And it's not a good thing, but...
It's not, but at the same time, it's kind of fair, if that makes sense. If you've been given everything and you're just on this high horse all the time, you should be taken down every once in a while. People need that. It's good for their growth. I've needed that before.
Yeah.
And in situations where I was like when I was in shape, I looked like him, just slightly lighter, but like I had abs and like, shit and all
like,
that.
Like him now or a year ago?
Kind of like how he is now. I used to look like that, but just a little stronger, I guess. But that's besides the point. When I looked like that, I was so narcissistic and I would just fuck whatever. I didn't care how people felt. But when you're that narcissistic, sometimes you needed to get knocked down a peg, is all I'm saying.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
It's good for you.
The good Lord knocks Chase down plenty. He does. Anytime I get up, anytime I want to get a little cocky.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, but I was just talking the other day to her or my brother or something, and I told him, I was like, Chase is probably in the best place he's ever been.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, right now you seem kind of happy. Aside from the work kind of like draining you energy wise,
yeah,
I think that's all you're missing. Yeah, aside from that, you have a toy like we talked about. You have the physical aspect kind of locked down as far as you can get what you need physically. Mentally, you have friends like me and Rennie and
Pete.
You have us. You know what I mean? And Andrew, like, and Dylan. You know what? You have people that you can talk to and be with.
That's why. I'm not afraid to nourish. And to just tend to those friendships.
Yeah, I was just saying the other day. I said Chase is probably
right. Hold on, Andrew's gonna ask me a 5 second question. What's up?
7 seconds. Name 3 cuts of beef.
Oh, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, sirloin. What the fuck, dude? I'm nasty as shit. I'll name 10.
Man meat.
Yeah, my meat. I should have said mine.
That is long dick.
Yeah,
you stumped me with that one.
Long dick.
That long. You gonna learn today?
No. What is that movie, bro? Where the super nice actor? He's like, you won't get a piece of this duck. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Dude, what?
Or some of this duck.
What?
You don't know what he's talking about?
Dude, you don't know the movie?
He was like, he goes, duck.
Duck.
It's fucking funny, bro.
It's, what's his name?
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, have y'all seen?
Paul Rudd is...
What did he say? He's so nice.
He is. That's the best way to describe him.
The nicest actor of all time.
He is the... Dude, our idiot... So, your brother, Kyle, man.
Our idiot brother is one of the greatest movies.
Your brother? No, he texts me one day, and he goes, hey, you are Paul Rudd from Our Idiot Brother. He's like, your personality? He's like, that's you. And then I watched it, and I was like, holy shit, I'm Paul Rudd from Our Idiot Brother.
Yeah.
Well, just because I like the way that he's like, you just...
Oblivious to everything?
I don't know. I just don't give... No, I'm not going to get mad about...
He's very water off the bat kind of person.
Yeah.
Everything just kind of rolls off. He don't mind.
You got to be that way, dude.
He can never play a villain. You know
if
what I mean?
I start caring about something, like, too much, it'll take me over, dude.
What's up, baby?
Yes.
What's up? What are you showing me?
Hey, have you seen the new Space Jam?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I haven't.
It's up to you, because I'm down, bro. We had a lot of fun tonight, but I mean, sorry. So what's happening is our friend said, would you rather move it to another night? Because we're about to have to go somewhere. And we're low-key thinking about moving it to another night because we're only 33 minutes in.
We're going to keep this podcast going.
Because this is a solid
keep it going,
fucking
bro.
Episode.
So, like
Chase,
I was saying,
Space Jam, y'all, look, bro. Hey, look. Y'all, you telling me, Chase, you ain't seen this shit? Hold on.
Hey, hold on. Can you play that on the podcast? I'm fixing to fuck you.
Yo, low key, we need Brittany here as our assistant at all times, dude. I'm not that.
Dude, she's been taking videos.
Dude, I'm telling you.
She lives
about
here.
To hire you.
She lives here.
She lives where?
In around.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. Hey, we'll fucking.
Like,
I'll pay you a six pack. Oh, you're pregnant. Never mind. I'll pay you fucking food
dude,
every
I
time. I'll buy you a meal.
Didn't know. They know now.
Hey, I hope they do.
Anything,
she's pregnant.
Anything chicken fingers.
Dude, chicken finger. I got you. ribs, so, steak, whatever you want,
she,
burgers.
She eats like an 8-year-old.
Yes, but I took her to Saltgrass for our first date.
I bet you like macaroni.
And I ordered a big ass fucking
ribeye. Like,
of course.
I'm not from Texas, so hey. I went to Saltgrass and was like, big ass ribeye.
Yeah, yeah.
I go,
hey, I'm
what do you want? She goes, I want some chicken fingers. I was like,
chicken fingers at Saltgrass?
Hey, at the table, I texted my boy, I said, this bitch
got chicken fingers.
I'm gonna chime in real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
So my whole thing with like ordering chicken fingers, no matter where I go, is you can always guarantee it's gonna be good. You can't really fuck up a chicken tender.
Okay, so that's solid because I'm similar. I'm in a similar way. But oh yeah, Andrew gonna take that spot. All right, so
this is a group party.
And Chase,
we're gonna call this episode fucking
gangbang. Solid.
Gangbang orgy.
Yeah, Mike.
Gangbang and chicken
orgy. Oh yeah, yeah, dude.
Okay.
Even at a Mexican restaurant, you can't go wrong.
You can't
go
get
wrong,
that
chicken,
dude. Chicken is always easy. So you, what you're saying is you don't like to be disappointed when you order something, especially if you're gonna pay for it. You'd rather know you're gonna like it.
And especially now, like with people being so like sour, if you send food back, if I send something back that I don't like to order chicken tenders, who's to say they're not soccer kicking it back there before they put the tender on my plate?
Yeah, right. Hey, yeah, solid.
Roadhouse, unfortunately, okay. On Wednesday, on Wednesdays they have this special. It's like $10 for a steak and a side.
Right.
You have to send your steak back 2 or 3 times because they're going to cook it wrong. But after like the second time, you're like, all right, I'm just going to fucking eat it.
Yeah, sending food back's a bit... I don't know if it's because I'm stubborn or if I'm just like, fuck it, I'm paying for this, might as well. Like, I've been in their position in the service industry, so I feel bad. That's the only time I feel bad is people who are working for me. If I like go into a restaurant or whatever and they're serving me, I don't want to complain because I know they're having like a shitty day probably.
So you're that person like, okay, so if you order something and it's not right, are you going to send it back?
I'll straight up eat shitty food.
Dylan does too.
I'll just eat it.
If I order something,
that's your right
I'm like,
to do that.
I'm
yeah.
the first to call the waitress or waiter and be like, hey, he didn't order that.
If there's
that's
like a cockroach in my shit, I'm going to send it back. But if it's like a little undercooked or overcooked, I mean, I get
dude,
it, bro.
Brian's,
it's all good.
Brian's a fucking mouth breather.
My thing is, before I got this job at Exxon, I waited tables for years.
Right.
And if somebody said, oh, take my food back, I'm like, motherfucker.
I'm like, bro, like I'm busy doing other shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So in the service industry, it feels like better on my part to just deal with the very small bullet I can take.
Exactly.
But a little overcooked steak's not going to ruin my goddamn week. But me being like, send this shit back might ruin the waitresses or waiters.
Not going to do it.
So I would just rather eat it.
God didn't do it.
It's not a bad thing. You have the right to send your food back. You're paying for it. I get it. It's just for me, for some reason I deal with it.
I don't do it in like a bad way. I'm just like yesterday we went out to eat and Dylan got ground beef tacos. Well, they got him chicken. And I was the first to call the waitress over because if he doesn't eat, then he's hangry and I don't want to deal with that.
Oh, I get pissy quick.
I'll tell him, look, that's not what he ordered.
Got you. I mean, that's a good thing to do. I'm not opposed to it. It's just I feel like I'm so like protective over other people having a shitty time. I want everybody to like me and I want everybody to have a good time. So I'm so scared to have any fuck you Andrew. I'm so scared to have any kind of like conflict of like interest when it comes to like server and consumer.
Dude, I went to Applebee's the other day in Crosby. We all know how shitty that is.
Yeah.
I got some buffalo wings and they were fucking terrible.
You can have a good time in there. You go in there for them half price appetizers.
But I went in there and our waitress
You get that bar, you go in that bar, fucking 1 a.m., you get you some nice...
Our waitress was 19.
Bro,
she said she drove here from California by herself.
You walk
here.
In that bitch. I walk
He's
in that
totally
bitch.
Totally convinced she murdered her whole family and just
oh my
found
God.
I tipped
dude,
that.
Saying,
I tipped that bitch $75.
I walk
Damn,
in there.
You want her coming for you, huh?
When I walk
It was just
in
like,
there.
I feel bad for you in a way. Because it's either believe the story and believe, okay, you're in a situation that you moved out here by yourself, you're young, but I respect that. Or... Fuck, you did some shady shit.
Yeah, or you're a crazy person.
I don't want you to hurt me.
Either way, I'm going to tip you, and you're going to have a nice goddamn night.
Maybe
okay?
if I tip you, you'll leave me the fuck alone when I
right.
live here. So we just cut it even like that. Maybe. And the shit was fucking awful.
Of course.
But back to the first date at Saltgrass, it obviously ended well because we're 5 years in.
There you go. So it works.
Still
out.
Chicken tenders dude, still
eating chicken
still
fingers.
Have not
I fucking love Saltgrass.
By the way, we're going to Raising Cane's when we leave here.
Raising Cane's is solid. I have one right across the street from where I work, so when for lunch I can get Raising Cane's or Whataburger or Popeyes.
They're building one
it's great.
So
hell yeah. I work in Conroe.
You hate what? I'm
right there.
I hate my life.
Why?
Do you?
Just thinking about work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You have a job that pays well. And
I used to work for that company.
All that
too.
Stuff.
It pays okay.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not balling.
I used to work for them. It pays.
I bet there's somebody in like South Africa that would just fucking beg for your job.
It's fucking.
Chase
it's
Herbert.
Probably colder in South Africa than what I do.
Hey, it is about 100 degrees.
Back to Musa. He came inside the office the other day, and he said, hey, it's, he said, it's fucking hot out here. I said, you're from Africa. How's it hot? He said, it's hotter here than it is in Africa.
Hey, yeah, I believe it, bro.
South,
Texas
South,
sucks.
Think about
it's
it.
The
South
humidity.
Africa is
it's
down,
the humidity.
Well, South Africa's not right at the equator either.
Yeah, I mean, it's closer.
South Africa.
Yeah. Now, where Nadia is from, it's probably fucking hot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but yeah, this fucking, dude, Georgia's a different kind of heat, too.
But it's dry over there.
Yeah, like Georgia, Arizona and shit. That's all dry heat. It could
no,
be 104.
Georgia is not. Georgia and the Carolinas is not dry. Arizona,
not?
Yes.
Arizona
no.
is.
Arizona
Georgia,
is dry.
Florida, Carolinas, that shit is thick.
You can so it's the same as here.
Knife.
It's,
yeah,
it's,
it is.
In a way, in a
in
sense,
way,
though, it's worse.
It can be worse.
In Georgia?
Georgia.
It's
well,
sticky.
The, well, the temp.
Ew, that's like
the,
too
so
humid.
So the temp will be a little bit lower, but...
Okay, so that's pure humidity.
The
you're
humidity
like,
is
that makes sense.
You're like constantly
like
sticking
sticky
the clothes
shit,
off.
Yeah.
It'll be 100% humidity on the forecast with zero rain.
It's the kind of heat that you walk outside and you instantly get pissed off at everything and everybody.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how I am now. Because it could be 85 degrees and on the way to the car I just start sweating.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's because I'm just
yeah,
big,
you're a big boy,
and
you're
I'm hairy and shit. It's just
totally
terrible.
I have literally since
you
I moved
sweat
to Texas.
When you eat, dog.
I have literally since I moved to
it's what it is, dog.
I see beads.
I have literally, since I moved here, been walking to the car in the morning, going to work, and I'm like, fuck, it's fucking hot, I'm not going to work,
yeah,
and go back inside.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times. When I worked at the plants, I worked construction for like the first quarter of my
yeah.
fucking life when I could work, and every day, I think the only reason I didn't quit earlier is because I left at like 4 a.m., and it wasn't
yeah.
hot yet. If I would have left at like 7 or something, I would just be pissed.
I should not wake up and go outside.
Y'all talking about cheese on the podcast the other day?
What? Cheese?
Yeah.
We were talking about cheese?
Oh, yeah,
oh, yeah
we were
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, with
that,
Darren, yeah. We were talking about cheese.
That stinky
sorry,
shit.
I'm so sorry.
Bro, cheese is fucking awesome.
Cheese is delicious.
Cheese, please, cheese.
The microwave made cheese so...
Think about how much shit you can't eat with cheese. Like without cheese, you can't eat it.
Yeah, nachos would just be dry and disgusting.
A cheeseburger.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys want some cheese?
A quesadilla.
You guys want some cheese?
Quesadilla. Yeah, all that shit. Pretty much all Mexican food.
Do you remember
stuff to eat without
listen,
cheese.
Do you remember that from Family Guy?
I don't watch that
what?
Show.
What? Really?
You guys want some cheeses?
Brian, how do you feel about
cheeses?
Popcorn chicken and cheese?
Jesus.
Popcorn chicken's a little shitty for me just because it's mostly grease.
I'm gonna hook you
you're
up on the I'm gonna hook you up on
Jesus.
The most the best meal ever, okay?
Okay.
Jesus.
You're gonna put some popcorn chicken in an air fryer?
Tyson.
I have an air fryer.
Tyson.
Okay, you're gonna
Jesus.
Put some popcorn chicken in an air fryer? Tater tots as well.
Solid.
Take it out, put it on a plate together, mix it up, whatever. Not separately.
Right.
Take some Velveeta cheese packets.
Yeah.
Melt it.
Jesus.
Pour it on top. All over it.
Best, huh?
It's
with
so
some Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
Ooh,
I love hot
shit.
Sauce.
You know
like,
where we got this recipe? Crosby High School.
I was about to say some ghetto shit, probably.
Yeah, that sounds like a
yeah.
prison meal.
Ghetto people make the best
meal.
No,
that's it.
Popcorn
like
chicken with tater tots
meal.
And melted cheese. Oh, my God.
So,
and then for a little razzle-dazzle, you know, like the salt guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Frank's
just a little bit of that salt off the elbow.
Unless you're me. It's like...
Yeah, you like a lot of salt. God damn. What was y'all's ghetto meal when y'all were growing up? Like, if you were broke as shit. A lot of people say ramen and
sugar toast.
Sugar toast with butter and shit, right?
Yeah.
Thank you fucking God, bro. I knew somebody would
see,
be on my
dude,
side.
We talked about that. Remember I told you the cinnamon. I did the cinnamon toast and butter.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
We would
yeah.
wake up and mom, we're like, mom wants for breakfast. I don't have time to cook. Okay. Well, I'll just put some, I'll put some bread in the toaster and then put some butter on it and then put sugar on it.
Fuck that. I want
door.
Bacon.
Dude,
I want bacon and eggs, dude.
And
dude, let's go to Denny's. Can we go to Denny's?
IHOP.
I mean, it's not terrible, but it means you could go buy a box of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I always had toaster.
Hey, who wants to go to IHOP?
IHOP sounds fucking terrible.
Dude, IHOP is better.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew had said the same thing.
Oh, I like Denny's.
Denny's is solid. Denny's
is
solid.
I told you, Dylan.
Denny's is
solid. Wait a minute.
Okay,
fucking
let's bring
sound
out
like a
let's bring out our roots and let's go to Waffle House.
Perfect. Waffle House.
If there's a Waffle House close to us, I'm down. But
the
bro.
Last time I went to IHOP with like 6 people, I didn't order nothing.
You just sat
bro,
there.
The smokehouse the smokehouse combo IHOP is fucking to die for.
Denny's is better.
I go to Denny's. I get the Grand Slam, which though
that's also a Waffle House.
I fucked that Grand Slam, which up.
Bro, dude, you're making me right, dude. The moon's over my hammy. I get the French really toast. I have them bring me peanut butter, and I fucking slab them.
Dude, I can't do peanut butter. I don't know what it is about me. It's too dry for me. Dude, it makes you thirsty.
Dude, that one is covered in syrup on a moist ass fucking piece of toast.
See, that's crazy to me. I can't do that.
I will murder. I can eat peanut. I will fucking just if I'm. In a rush, I will put a fucking jar of peanut butter in my pocket.
That's with
a
spoon. Fucking disgusting.
It's disgusting.
All day long.
Another ghetto thing that we were talking about, that your brother, that Chad started, was the ramen noodle packet.
Right.
Crush it.
No, yes. And dude, put the seasoning in it. Yeah. Yeah. Eat it like that.
Chad started that shit. So good.
Where do you think he got it?
Oh, y'all crazy.
Bro,
where do you think? Yeah, it's gross. I can't do dry shit.
Where do you think my younger brother got that?
When you were 14, just like hanging out and you're like, I want some chips. You ain't got no chips. She's just like, oh, I got ramen noodles.
Dude, you season them up? It just tastes like shit.
So, I mean, I get it, but like, I can't do it dry. Like, dry noodles taste weird.
In the army, did you ever do shit on a shingle?
Oh, fuck yeah. SOS? What is it? That's like, you use like Texas toast. You fucking toast it up. You make some biscuits and gravy. You make a gravy.
Yeah.
But instead of using sausage, you use ground beef. And you with a white gravy?
That sounds good to me.
Oh, and you put a bunch of black pepper in there.
It's
black
pepper. That sounds fucking good to me.
That is the ultimate.
Called shit
milk.
On a shingle. It's toast with like biscuits and gravy kind of situation with like ground beef instead of sausage. Bro,
seriously, dude.
And they just like make a sandwich out of it or something.
Like, I mean,
biscuits and gravy has always been. We're from Texas, bro.
Even in Georgia, it's even fucking big. Homemade.
In what
too.
State have y'all had the best gumbo?
Oh,
Texas.
Here. Yeah. Texas. Well, okay, I just wanted to say it. You know?
I'm not a big fan of gumbo. I haven't spent much time.
I don't like
seafood. I used to be a big fan, but my mom and dad made it all the time, so I kind of got tired of it.
I'm a fan of food that you can make as hot as possible.
I
give no fucks about my stomach.
Dylan likes his nose.
Oh, you mean spicy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same way.
Dylan likes his nose to not just run, but bleed when he eats.
When I
want it hottest.
When I eat crawfish, I want to fucking...
Thank you.
I want to die while I eat it and just regret it later.
Yeah, I want to not like that I ate it, but I want to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want it spicy.
I put hot sauce on it. You can name any food, I'm putting hot sauce on it.
Yeah, usually that's how I eat it. Oh, yeah, she's joining. Shelly's went to the bathroom. She's going to go ahead and join. Headphones look good. There you go. Everybody set up.
Chase took the vape with him.
What's it with y'all and vapes, man? Start smoking cigars. Be cooler.
See, it's weird, too, because most people that vape, are trying to do it to get off cigarettes. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Yeah, well, the nicotine, vapes are much more dangerous for you than cigarettes are.
Absolutely.
Much more dangerous. You're inhaling nicotine and inhaling the vapor rather than just like breathing it in, I guess, a little bit. But it's like, it's water vapor as aside from smoke, which is a lot more fucking dangerous.
Yeah, there's more, I feel like there's more chemicals.
Yeah, that too, with all the juices and shit. Yeah. And also, there's no case study on it. We've only done it for like four years.
Dylan's cool with like doing vape and stuff, but then he'll complain that his chest is burning. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if your chest is burning and you're coughing, stop.
But if I don't have it, it's like, we're going to fight.
Yeah, that's called a nicotine addiction, which is all good. Chase has it too. So, look.
Did you look fucking sexy?
I look good, dude.
Have y'all ever taken Ambien? It's like a very heavy sleeping situation.
I know you don't know me very well, but I need nothing to go to sleep.
Yes.
I'm the opposite.
Can you tell me right now? Go to sleep. I'll go to sleep right here. I won't wake up till
Monday.
I
take three heavy duty triazodones just to go to sleep.
I need nothing.
So I have to go. I can't sleep. But the reason I brought that up, I haven't had it yet because I know it creates hallucinations and like addiction and things like that.
Yep.
My dad used to take it all the time. He had a bunch of back surgeries and he couldn't sleep for a while. So he started taking that. Dude, we have so many stories of him taking it and blacking out and not knowing what he's doing.
I took Ambien. I want to say, like, when my son was 3 months old, when I was living in Seattle, and I took it right before I went to bed, and the morning that I woke up, I saw that I had, like, 4 charges on my credit card for future nail appointments, because I was thinking, like, that far ahead.
Yeah.
So, like, 4 months in advance, I had nail charges that, you know, I could go in and get them done, and I was like, never again. I'm not doing that.
Ambien's fucking crazy. So I've seen my dad steal, a computer chip off Ambien. I've seen him tell me as, like, a 12-year-old to shoot a deer off Ambien and not remember it. I've seen him write Bible verses on a mirror in Sharpie. and not remember it, so it was just there for a while.
No, not me.
Dude, it was crazy. He's probably going to be pissed if he hears this, but, like, that shit happened. This shit's crazy. We have so many stories, and all of his friends have stories, too. It's great.
Chase is about to change shirts.
We killed, like, 3 deer in one night because he was on the NBA.
You're cold.
We thought you were cold? Getting naked. You're just putting more clothes on.
It's 73 degrees.
I'm fully convinced that my mom is your mom.
That what?
That bitch gets cold so quick.
No.
Did you just refer to your mom as that bitch?
She is a bitch. She knows it.
Dang.
Shots fired.
It is what it is sometimes.
If I referred to her as anything else, I'd be wrong.
Shots fired.
How long do I think we'll be going now?
I'm going to say 56 minutes.
I'm going to say 46. 58
minutes.
It's 50. Y'all are all kind of off.
No, I was.
She was probably. You
was
said 50?
I said 49.
Shut the fuck up, it's 49 minutes, 30 seconds. So I guess Andrew was right. Andrew's about to be here and chase his ass. Hey, Andrew's disguisingly strong. He doesn't look that strong, but he's fucking strong.
This apartment's nice.
I like it. It's a 2-bedroom. It was only like $25 more expensive than the 1-bedroom.
We just got a new apartment Thursday?
Yeah.
Friday.
So.
Where at?
Baytown.
Okay.
Dirty Bay.
But I went from an apartment in Baytown working at Texas Trip Tenders to an apartment in Baytown working at Exxon.
So
it's a little bit better. yeah, for sure. Andrew, you stop flexing. I'll beat the shit out of you.
That's funny. I'm not even flexing.
Yeah, it's cute, bro.
that's how Chase used to walk around.
Yeah, I know. His Chase is ugly.
Chase used to walk through doorways.
I wish
sideways.
Chase was still that shredded because I'd still beat his
Chase
ass. Now he's going to blame it on the fact he's skinnier. I can't.
Hey, imagine working out and not being able to bench more than me.
Yeah, I know. Imagine being shredded and like doing competitions and all that bullshit and still being a bitch.
Chase used to show up to family events and just lean up against the fucking post on the back porch and not say anything to anybody.
Yeah.
Just
wanted to look shredded and be quiet.
Yeah.
So somebody would be like, oh my God.
I'd come and touch his nuts and then be like, what's up, dog?
I think it's the ex was handling that situation.
Yeah, it's the creatine and the steroids that did that to
him. Would you grab both or would you just go for like one
at a time? The left, usually. The left is more solid of a choice. It's slightly bigger and it's more juicy.
Is that
you
one
know?
The more sensitive one?
There's more value in that nut.
See, and
the
Dylan
left
likes
nut
the
is
left
always
tit.
Better.
It's always a little better.
Dylan likes the left tit.
It's
like, that's his favorite one.
See, the tits,
and they're the same.
Tits are the same for me. But I feel like as a guy, my left nut is more...
I'm
valuable.
I'm left-handed, so my left nut's definitely more valuable.
Mine right-handed.
I don't need my right nut.
I feel like...
I'll Lance Armstrong from
this shit. I feel like you need both your nuts.
No,
I don't think you do, because if you get, like, cancer or some shit in one, they take one out, you can still, like, nut and have kids and shit.
You can have no nuts, like a Chase.
Yeah, right. If you could, you can be a woman. I mean, he's on his way.
Yeah, that transition's going well.
The transition
well.
Is going
good.
Well. He does, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he got the tits growing in.
You would never know.
It's the estrogen pills, to be honest. Like, just in his face, he just looks more feminine and beautiful, and that's great.
He was
and the way that he
just,
fills out a crop top.
It's impressive.
It's
we'll show the picture soon.
Hey, put these
gorgeous.
On.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we'll show the picture soon.
Put these on.
Baby. Are we doing it another day or tonight?
TBD.
To
okay.
be
all right.
To be determined.
To be determined. You're a goddamn smart guy, Dylan, aren't you?
No, not really.
Yeah, I know. I know. 52 minutes in. Y'all want to close it out? We still going. We good.
Hey, let's rock this shit.
Hugo, we fucking it up, huh?
Hey, without her, like, when I seen you without the mic, you were like, good.
Let's talk about midgets.
Yeah, good stuff.
Let's talk about midgets.
Let's talk about midgets.
Couple
midgets? Would you fuck a midget or no?
Would I?
If she was bad.
If she was like a, like if so, if.
If she was like Kim K, but 4'2".
Dude, if it was ScarJo midget,
ScarJo.
That's like a little fun size.
A fucking midget ScarJo.
Could you imagine Chase with a midget? Like, he would literally be having sex with her and could, like, spin her like a top.
I would destroy
her. Oh, dude, I'd hold her with one hand. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, though, like if there was, like, a fun-sized version of ScarJo,
I'd hold her by the ankle.
I would
like,
fuck her up, like,
so
like
you know
those little
mean?
Snicker bars
yeah.
you can get, the fun-size. Like,
I'll do
fun-size.
Bite-size. They call people bite-size.
Bro, I'd bite the fuck out that. I would drink a gallon of her pee to see where it comes
dude,
from.
Dude, her whole body would
God,
feed you
dude.
For, like, a day and a half.
I swear.
You know what I'm talking about?
ScarJo is... D1.
ScarJo's delicious.
That's my
absolutely.
Soul. We were together in a past.
Would
life.
You rather fuck ScarJo or
ScarJo?
It's cool. I wasn't talking.
ScarJo.
Would you rather fuck
ScarJo
or
ScarJo?
Jesus.
ScarJo.
No. ScarJo or what's her name? God damn it! I had it until you were fucking with me, baby. What's the hot girl? Margot Robbie. Thank you.
Oh,
okay.
Margot
Robbie or ScarJo?
Margot Robbie is definitely a top.
She's a
top
delicious specimen.
Maybe
yes.
four.
Margot
maybe a top four. No,
Robbie.
ScarJo gets it anytime. Are you kidding me? She is just. Those
they're
lips.
Both hot, bro. It's
so
a.
Who's your hall pass?
No,
then?
No.
My hall pass, like
yeah.
mine.
Yeah.
I don't have one because any hot girl we meet, we can both fuck her.
Yeah, but like if it was just you in a situation where you had to say
just for myself, we haven't talked about this. I don't know. It would have to be
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Dylan's his
Jennifer. Jennifer Aniston would get it, dude. I don't give a fuck if she's almost.
That's the older one that looks younger, right? Yeah, she's hot as fuck.
ScarJo.
ScarJo. I mean, ScarJo, Margot Robbie, fucking Kim K, fucking whatever. I don't know.
I'm not attracted. If Kim, no, I would not.
She's one of the toys I was talking about. I would hate her as a person. Would she just be fun to fuck?
Yeah, I don't even find her. But what I'm saying is, I don't find her attractive.
Yeah, because you're more personality. I'm thinking hall pass.
No,
I think one night.
No, I'm saying physically, I don't.
Physically? Yeah, no. Oh, wait, you're thinking of modern Kim K, right?
She's all fake, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'm talking about like 40
years ago.
You're
talking Ray J, Kim K?
40 years ago.
You're talking Ray J sex tape, yeah. Kim K, getting
four
that cum on the
four
back?
4 or 5 years ago.
Talking about that? Talking about that? Talking about that, Ray J?
Okay, if I had to choose.
She knew what she was doing.
Why the fuck do you think she's
so famous? It ain't because Bruce or the Olympics.
What's her name?
She's famous because she got that long dick on tape and she leaked it. Kim K.
I don't give a fuck if I get sued.
What are you going to sue me for?
Probably Angelina Jolie.
You can't sue me for what?
I've always found her delicious, bro. Yeah.
Really?
My whole thing is
Angelina Jolie?
She got a dong.
She got everything.
She got a dong.
She got everything. She got like a hot personality.
Yeah.
Like, even if she didn't have the shit, her personality
know,
and the way she talks
okay, but I wanna
is attractive.
Dude, I want to see, like, I want to know how you look, like, when you look rough. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to roll over in the morning, your hair is fucked up.
Julianne Hough.
Hold on.
Julianne Hough.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. Dude,
let me see.
Hell yeah. Dude, her in Footloose, the
see,
remake of Footloose, she's fucking
bad. I could
bad
share with my
shit,
husband,
dude,
which would be Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew?
I would fuck Matthew McConaughey before I fuck any female ever.
See? We could share him.
Matthew's dope.
All right.
Oh, yeah. She's fine as fuck. She is fine,
dude,
as
Matthew
fuck.
Is, I like
I like Doja Cat too. Doja Cat can get
like,
it, bro.
Matthew McConaughey.
Doja Cat can get it.
We're good buddies.
Bro, Doja Cat's nice.
I say I like Matthew. Like, I know him.
That's my first name.
Dude, probably the whitest name I've ever heard in my life.
I like
that's my first name.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking white. You do?
Oh, my mama.
That's cute.
On my hood.
That's cute,
I look fly. I look good. That's my swag. Wish you could.
Careful. Don't say it.
I think that's
all right. Don't say it, Chase. Fucked up the last podcast. Don't fucking say it, Chase. We're all here.
I can't.
We're all witnesses.
I caught it. You saw that? You saw that? I caught it.
Hey.
I didn't say it.
We caught it. None of it. No one said it.
We're talking about it. But I didn't say it.
Okay. They're playing 5 seconds to guess, so there's a little
pickles.
Pickles.
Quick pickle.
Pickles.
Dude, the quick pickle is my favorite two words to put together.
It's
ever.
A solid
just like,
it's
I'm telling you, dude. It just. It,
mine
that,
is
that
brick.
Is the slang that I'm going to get across
hey,
America.
When you
quick
said that,
pickle is
when you said quick pickle on the podcast, I was kind of wrecked, by the way.
You're laughing,
dude. You're a premature ejaculator. That is known as a quick
funny,
pickle.
Dog.
Dude, that is awesome.
It's funny.
You know? Like, but can you be.
I thought it was always called like a two-pump chump if you were.
Yeah, I mean, that's
quick
a good
pickle
one. Yeah,
like quick pickle
better.
Is way better.
Yeah.
I'm a dog trainer. I'm all about those quick words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all about the. It's all about that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, by the way, yeah, I train dogs.
Chase,
hit me up.
You take my vape off this table.
Dude, this, you're using mine, but you can.
You're using my shirt to get all these compliments.
I look good.
You look all right. You're a solid seven.
Bro, listen. I'm a 7?
Yeah.
Bro,
you're just
you
like me,
never
though.
Had
you're just like, we're both 7.
That's why you're saying
that's
that.
Cute, bro.
You ain't never.
I don't give a
it,
fuck
dude.
About your cock.
No,
we're
I,
both
no,
7.
It's not about the size.
We're both
it's
7,
about,
dog.
It's about the way I will. Listen. When
right.
I nibble. When I, I'm not nibble. I'm not
nibble.
Nibble.
You're nibbling,
God,
on, you're nibbling on dick now?
Yeah.
Bite the back of your neck at just the right moment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you feel that chill down your spine. You're, that's when you
I got a thick neck.
Chase is
I got a
fucking,
thick neck. It's going to be tough to bite through that
you
shit.
You do have
a I have
a thick
neck. I have a
you
thick
do.
Everything,
it
dog.
It don't matter, bro. It don't matter. I got thick incisors.
Everything's thick.
So how do you spell thick? With one C or two?
Two C's, bro. What do you mean?
Okay.
Two C's. I'm thick with two C's, bro.
I spell it with a G-H.
What? Fig?
Fig?
Fig? Sounds like a fruit.
What do you want, a Fig Newton?
She said
Fig Newton.
You're spelling it with
yeah,
a
that's
T-H.
Thigh. You
thigh.
Fuck. That's
dude,
thigh.
That was a fucking joke. You
yeah,
guys can
well,
take a,
you're
you
illiterate.
Can, listen, you can take a dick, but you can't take a joke.
Oh, my God. Wanted it, been waiting to say that joke for 10 years.
It's, you it's, have? I did it first.
No, I was telling you that you were waiting to say that
no,
joke.
No, you didn't.
You had it. We had it locked and loaded.
Yo,
as soon as
bro,
we... As soon as you said I was joking.
A long time. I got a whole repertoire.
Oh, we know you've been alive for a long time.
Yeah, you're
time,
fucking
man.
Old.
You're old
no,
as fuck,
I look
dude.
Good, bro.
Brittany's like
I
the
mean,
second oldest one
I
here.
I look good.
You're the oldest
but
one
I'm
here?
I'm only 26.
Yeah, dude, you're like 40.
Chase still has 10 years on me.
6 years Chase old. Dude, that's I literally bang your sister or your mom. Oh my God. I'm at a dangerous age.
Dude, they're a baseball court.
I can bang your sister or your mom.
That's you are. In
I
can.
Like literally,
that's
I
cool.
Can bang the 20.
Dude, I was 18 and I was banging 30-something year olds. It's okay. It has nothing to do with age.
It doesn't matter.
It has nothing to do with age.
What about your mom or your daughter?
What about them?
Could you fuck?
Yeah, could you fuck somebody's mom and daughter
at the same time?
It doesn't matter in general. Because I could. But their daughter would look at you and be like, stranger danger.
Would I personally? No.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Could you, though? No, also.
You're talking about a 21 year old and a 50 year old?
Yes.
No.
Exactly. Because you look too old.
No, yes, I'm saying, could I? Yes. Would I? No.
Right. You look like a manager at any store I've ever been to.
Bro.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Dude, Abercrombie and bitch. That's what you look like you run. You look like you're a manager at Abercrombie and Bitch,
check
bro.
Check Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Right.
You can go Smash Brothers some other shit.
Right.
Like you're not breaking my confidence now. Like
the fact that you're saying I can't break your confidence means I've broken your confidence before.
I'm just letting you know you're wasting your breath because I care about you.
I have so much breath, it's incredible.
You do. Look at you.
My lungs are strong.
Now his lungs are thick.
Bro, I got thick lungs.
With two C's, not an H.
Yeah, two C's.
Every time you talk, it's like one of those big ass whales.
Every time I talk, people listen. You understand?
No, it's like.
Yeah.
This is blowing me.
Yeah, hey, a lot of air going on.
When I heard
out.
Brian's voice in his pocket, I gotta see what this dude looks like.
He thought I looked like a Jack Thor with long hair.
It's disappointing.
And I don't, yeah.
Fucking disappointing.
A little disappointing, but also after the disappointment, you're like, oh, he is kind of fucking sexy,
no, you're a good
isn't
guy.
He?
But Halloween's coming up, and Brian can go green. Okay. Like
I could go
Hulk.
I could go Hulk. I could
he
go Bane.
Hulk thing.
Shit like that, yeah. I would have to lean out a little bit, but for like the toning, but I could do it.
I hate Halloween.
I like it so I can look at the chicks that dress up nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
isn't that just
this
like
is a free night to be a slut?
Yeah, of course.
They look like that all the time.
What?
It's Halloween.
The girls that dress like that on Halloween look like that pretty much the majority of the time.
Yeah.
It depends on where you
God
go.
God bless them.
But, yeah.
God bless
them.
No,
yeah, I love
don't
the,
stop.
Yeah,
no,
you love them.
Listen,
yeah.
You
Chase likes the girls that
don't.
Dress like purrs.
I like my women just a little on the trashy side.
Hell no.
Yeah.
How many drinks have y'all had? Because if it's below 40, I don't want to talk to you.
Zero.
Whoa. I'm on like y'all make me smash like fucking four fucking full ones when I got here.
I'm on like three, bro.
Y'all hear
I'm
that?
I'm hungover from
oh,
yesterday.
Shit.
I can't. I had a wild one last
we're
night.
What'd you do last
good.
Night? Let's
huh?
talk about it. What'd you do last night?
Last night? That's what I told you. I
he
up.
Revisited the past.
I know you hooked up with...
First time I got fucked in the who his sister? No.
I think he hooked up with Jane Doe, but I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
How was the pegging, Chase? Did it go well, or did you regret it?
Ow! The pegging? Oh, it was solid.
What
bro.
Led to that point?
You'd be surprised what's
it was
in
decent.
There. It was
there's a G spot somewhere.
You know what I mean? You don't
want
to do any work. You just
you kind of let it happen,
it.
Huh?
Hey,
the bitches got it good, don't
dude,
they?
They do. They just,
yeah.
Dude, they just
be beating
it?
That shit up. They're just like,
hey,
yeah,
hey,
more.
No, but
that's
real talk though. Real talk. How many times have you been having sex and like
a lot?
A girl will take control and then like it'll be like 3 minutes into it. It's just like. Yeah, I just lays back. You know what I mean? Like,
the hotter,
like my legs
the
hurt.
The
I'm like, really? I didn't did 87 minutes of cardio.
Yeah, I know.
You can't.
You try riding a dick.
I'm good.
Oh.
You try taking
a dick. He said I'm good.
Bro, you try fucking beating that shit up from the back at
dude,
maximum efficiency.
Dude,
and you tell me your core doesn't fucking hurt?
Chase doesn't have to
shoot. I'm moving around 300-something pounds faster than
and I'm
God.
And I'm trying to Magic Mike it
yeah.
at the same time.
Bro.
So
hey,
I gotta get,
and I'm having not trying to
yeah.
not
okay,
come.
Okay, so is it the motion in the ocean or is it the boat?
Oh, both.
No, a little bit of both. So if the boat has to be a certain, it's kind of like height and going on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You have to be tall enough to ride, but anything past that, it's not super necessary.
Right.
You have to be at least like 5 or 6 inches. Anything past that, it's just like a bonus, like
right.
fun,
you
I guess.
You can't take a John boat in the ocean and expect a lot of waves. I get
right,
it.
Right.
But
at a certain point, it's more the motion.
But
it's very much technique.
Right.
Try hitting it from
what?
The back.
Depends on what motor you got on that jumbo.
Jesus Christ. It's a redneck.
Yeah.
Try riding it,
got that Johnson on
you
that motherfucker.
Tired.
I mean, I'm sure. But at the same time, you have somewhere to sit, and you're just kind of rocking. Either that, or you do the up-down, which is impressive.
But think of what you're sitting on.
I mean, it's in you. It's not like you're having to sit on it. You're sitting in, like, it's in you, though.
That's
like,
what
it's,
she said.
Yeah, of course. We're talking about sex, Chase. Of course, is what she said. Everything we're talking about is what she said.
I've already told you I can't let a moment go by. I can't not say that. I'm Michael
Scott. Stop talking with smoke in your mouth. You look like fucking...
You literally would just do a half a podcast with a whole fucking po-yo in your mouth, motherfucker.
Po-yo? Spell po-yo.
Listen, I will fucking... P-O-L-L-O. I will fucking smash your big toe.
Chimkin dog. Damn, you can rhyme. Chimkin dog?
I got them bars, son. Got them bars.
Straight bars.
Straight bars.
If you were a rapper, what would your name be?
That's a good question.
Steven.
With the dollar sign. Just say,
no, just straight, just Steven. Stage name Steven. That's right, the whitest fucking name.
I would call you Chase Bank.
Chase Bank.
Hey, that'd be tight.
That would be fucking
Ryan,
dope.
Yours has to be like thick something. Like
mine's Doc Anthony. Because Doc is what people call me in any kind of social aspect that I've had. And then that's my nickname. And then Anthony's my middle name.
Yeah, but you gotta be like Dr. Thick or
people
something.
People call you Ant.
People just call me Thick, huh?
People call you Ant.
Hell no, no, never. They either call me B or Doc. That's what they've always called me.
Dylan's would be Swag Nasty, wouldn't it?
Swag Nasty.
That's my nickname.
God damn. I've never and will never call you that in my life, dude.
You will from this day forward.
No, ever, bro.
Just don't respond. Just like look off in the distance until he says it.
I want you to call me Chase. Hey, baby.
Chase wants you to call him Daddy.
Daddy is
that. No, that's my name, bro. Right, you can't tell.
Dude, you're 20 years old.
It has nothing to do with age. Yeah. This thing you do where you bring up age and experience,
dude, you're
fucking dumb.
You're not,
it has nothing to do with that
you're
shit.
You're not. You can't be Daddy.
Why not? You can't then.
You just don't have the personality.
They're not calling me father, you
I'm
fuck.
Just
They're calling me daddy. It's
you just
completely
don't
different
have,
energy.
You just don't have that personality.
Ask anybody in this fucking room
you
if I have daddy
have
energy
it,
and they'll tell
you
fucking
don't
how I do.
Have
you
it.
Don't. You have you,
just,
you have gimp energy is
you
what
just
you fucking
don't
have.
Don't have it.
What's up, baby?
According
to
See? According to your new tattoo, I'm your dad, so.
See? Hey, you have a tramp stamp that even says it, bro.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, that'll be on
if I have daddy energy.
Instagram, too.
Like, alpha daddy energy. I have that just because I feel like I'm 70 years old.
Listen,
that's why.
Listen,
it has nothing to do with my literal age or the fact
that
I haven't fucking...
It's how big you are, too. When you walk in a room,
exactly. It's just the way I am. Yeah, it's the way I am.
My fiance just described how big another dude was.
I know, right?
I haven't heard that. I said he was thick.
Me being a large person.
It's cool. You got a big dick.
I don't actually. I have a very normal dick, but I'll outfuck any of you. I've had
you're,
to.
Definitely,
I've had to.
Definitely outfuck me.
You know what I'm talking about? But the weight does help with that because especially if they're on like their stomach, I fucking. You know what I mean? I press that shit into the goddamn earth.
Here's to you. All right. What's up? How long are we in?
I hurt my hand.
Hey.
What's up?
An hour or something.
Hour and 7 minutes.
Bro, this is already the best podcast.
This is the best podcast.
Yeah, gangbanging chicken tenders.
You gangbang chicken tender big gangbang.
Baby, will you go to
chicken dinner orgy? Huh?
Name three celebrities who should not be celebrities. All of the Kardashians.
Yeah, Kim K, Khloe.
Name three celebrities.
Kylie.
Five.
Name three celebrities that shouldn't be celebrities.
Fuck.
Peter.
Ray J, Kim K. Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. Yeah. Successful. Name three people that shouldn't be dads. Nick Cannon, because he got like eight children.
He said on purpose. Like
he said he loves kids and he just did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Shocking to me, man.
Bro. Yeah, I guess you got money like
he's
that.
He's a cool guy, but hey, he's
like
you can't name
Lombardi's.
A single Nick Cannon song.
That
hey, 6'9
like
should not be a celebrity.
6'9 should just because he's able to make a fool out of himself. And that it's a skill to do that. You can't just go out and do stupid shit. He does specific things that makes him famous. It's called infamy.
I do it for free.
I mean, that's cool. You might make money off of it. Go do that shit then, bro. Go fucking get in the gang and be like, meet me on the street, and then just not show up like a bitch. But then you just get so much attention.
I don't want
man, we're fucking far as shit in this.
It's good.
Let's wrap it.
Yeah, I think we should wrap this bitch up. This has been
wrap
a fucking fantastic
wrap it
contest.
Up.
Dylan, Chase, Brittany. Hey,
huh.
It was a goddamn. Hey, and Andrew and Rennie too. They were all a little bit part of it, you know.
Yeah.
What a gangbang!
What a chicken tender gangbang this was.
With buffalo sauce.
Absolutely, they had buffalo sauce and everything. All right, bro, smoking whiskey fans. I appreciate y'all listening to. I think episode 10. This has
11.
Been
11.
God damn, this has been fucking fantastic. I'm sorry about the last episode. Anchor kind of fucked up the editing, but it's still quality content nonetheless. We love you. We fucking goddamn love you. Dylan, Chase, me, we're out. I'll fucking see you later, bro. Appreciate y'all.
Peace.